Just some spooky woo-woo. Are we to the woo-woo part of the show?
Yes.
This woo-woo part. Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
There's this woo-woo that comes and gets your car keys and moves them out of your grasp. You're late. You've got to get there. Hurry up. The traffic on the 10 is going to be horrible. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? If I don't leave now, I might as well not go. And I've lost my keys. I don't know where I put them. And they call non-physical and make an appointment. Say, Ion, where's my car keys? And we go, it's the last place you'll look. And they go, well, what do you mean? Well, when you find them, you'll cease looking. Well, is the woo-woo coming and moving things? You pull your junk drawer out and there's 10,000 things and you can't find anything. Or you open up this meat box where you keep your food stuff set at a certain coldness and you open it up and things fall on you and you can't find anything to eat. Well, I don't want that. Well, yeah, I do want that, but there's nothing to go with this. And that guacamole looks a little weird. I think I better leave that alone. I don't know. And then you're coming into this place of deciding of what you find, of what shows up in your experience.
Do people lose things to find them on purpose? In whatever?
Yes, and they blame woo-woo on that.
But ain't
some nebulous ether came and changed my paradigm to such a degree that I lost my money check.
Yeah, from woo-woo to you-you.
Correct.
Right.
And then once you come into that place where you can relax and allow, and it doesn't really matter anyway, well, I've got a spare set of keys. Okay, there you go. Good, good, good. Then guess what? You can look in that same drawer and find your keys. They're laying right there. They were there all along.